take him out before being in a secure area? I mean, does that seem perplexing to everyone within Howard County?
Again, I don't know the protocols for prisoner transport in Wacomico County, nor do I know the protocols for Clifton T. Perkins, but I'm sure that someone at those locations could give you more information.
In your press release earlier, you said he's serving time for attempted murder of police officers. Is that are those the charges in Wicomico, or is that the charge in Delaware, do you know?
Well, the Delaware charge is attempted murder, for sure, among many others. And yes, the charges in Wicomico County, it's my understanding that they do relate to multiple cases of attempted murder against police officers.
And I just want to, last question for me, just to confirm, so he was chased by some sort of guard or officers into the woods, and is that where they lost sight of him?
They lost sight of him in the woods, but we were able to establish a canine trail. So we know what direction he was heading, and we were able to identify that trail for a distance beyond where he was last spotted. But again, we at this point just don't know and can't answer the question whether he's still local or if he may have traveled somewhere. So we just want people to be aware and on the lookout.
The trail just ended, the canine trail?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The challenge, magnitude of this search for officers here and in the entire perimeter?
Well, we're fortunate in this area, in this region, to have a lot of resources at our disposal. And we've got tactical teams from the Howard County Police Department, from Maryland State Police. So we've got the Maryland State Police helicopter in addition to our own. So a search of this magnitude is a big undertaking, but we certainly have the resources to manage it.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, everybody good? I don't have a scheduled time for more information. I hope that we'll be able to get you something sooner than later, but we'll keep you posted.
Live coverage for you of a news conference in Jessup, Maryland.